open the public input, and we have one person, Stan Wilson. Come on up, please. You know the three-minute thing, right?
Yeah, I don't think I'll take you to 3 minutes.
Okay.
My name is Stan Wilson, and I represent the Stone County Sportsmen's Association, and I'm really glad to see you here in Clarkson. I don't know, it's probably been 34 years since the commission has been here, so it's really great to have you here. I want to talk a little bit about the Stoughton County Lands Committee, because I am a member of that committee, and everything that we're doing on that committee is supported by everybody. The sportsmen are totally behind that committee, everything that they're doing. Heard from the ranchers today, their take on it. You heard from the farmers. You heard from the county commissioners. I just want to give you the sportsman's perspective on it, how we look at that as sportsmen. First, I didn't think we'd ever have a chance to make change. When they put that committee together, I thought it's going to be more of the same old thing and nothing's going to happen. Well, I don't feel that way anymore. I feel like we have an opportunity here to make changes in the management of the department lands. We talk about grazing, which we totally support that grazing because it's going to take care of that fire load that you've got. There's revenue that can be made there. We're totally behind that. We always run into SEPA. It seems to be stopping everything. So the SEPA process needs to be followed up. And we need to go through that process so we can do what we're trying to do. That's holding us back. It's just time to tackle it. Whether we like it or not, we need to do it. We have no funding for managing our lands. I don't know how you do what you do with the funding that you have, but there are ways to do that. Just by putting the grazing on there, you can create some revenue there that the manager can take and do some more work with that land. Get the agriculture back on that land. I know there's lots that don't feel that way, but as our sportsman's group, we feel that is the way that we should be going. I'm sure you get to the other side of the state and it's probably not that way. Well, we don't live over there, we live here. Okay? So we could make money doing that. When you purchase that land, you purchase that land because it was great wildlife habitat. As quick as we purchase that land, we start taking the grazing off, we quit farming it, and pretty soon we've got wildlife damage issues with the adjoining property owners. So we need to get back to managing that land. Okay? The Lands Committee pushes this all the time. I'm sure they get tired of hearing all our demands. Phil Anderson started that. I really like Phil because he kind of took charge. He says, this is what we can do. He asked, how long is it going to take to do this? And he'd hold them accountable. We're going to do this in 3 months. In 3 months, it's going to be done. And he held people to that. But lo and behold, Phil retired. You know, I thought, man, we're going to get going. But he retired. And I don't blame him for that. That's my 3 minutes? Wow.
You can finish up.
Okay. And I'm not trying to throw Jim under the bus here because he just come on a couple of years ago. And you're on the commission. How long did it take you to get up to speed on everything?
I'm still
working. Yeah. So I'm not trying to throw him under the bus. Okay.
Tammy tells me how bad I'm doing every day.
Yeah. And Clay Sprague just retired too. And he was working with it. So we've got new people and we've got to re-educate them and get them to think in our way of thinking. So it's an uphill battle. I just feel like sometimes we lose focus and our desire to make change just isn't there. So to affect change, it needs to come from the top leadership. And that's why I'm speaking to the commission. If they hear it from the top, it's going to filter down because not everybody has the same beliefs that we have. And the only way we can affect that change is from the top down. You can only go so far from the bottom up. So I'd like to see that happen. Tomorrow you're going on a tour of these lands. I want you to really enjoy that tour. Look and see what's going on out there. The manager that we have in this area, Bob Dice, is doing an excellent job, but his hands are tied with the things that he can do because of regulations, things that we need to work on to change. So enjoy your tour. Think about what we're doing good And what could we do better out there? Because we can certainly improve it. And so with that, I'd just like to thank you for coming to Clarkston. I'd like to see you put this on your schedule and come back next year so you can see what has changed. Thank you.
Thank you, Stan. Appreciate your comments. And they are well received. So,